This news story was written by Pranshu Verma. They criticized Israel. This Twitter account upended their lives. Since October 7th, Stop Antisemitism has flagged hundreds of people who have criticized Israel's actions in Gaza. Many were swiftly fired. Danny Marzuka was in bed trying to sleep when the phone started buzzing. An organization dedicated to publicly rebuking critics of Israel had posted on X a clip of Marzuka declaring that radical solidarity with Palestine means not apologizing for Hamas. The 20-second clip, from an Instagram live stream, rapidly garnered more than 1 million views. Soon the group, Stop Antisemitism, was calling Marzuka a Hamas terrorist supporter and tagging their employer, the branding firm Terakit of Syracuse, New York. Hundreds of people commented on X, LinkedIn, and email, including one who asked, "Do you really have anti-Semites like this working for you at Terakit?" Within a day, Marzuka was fired, a development Terakit announced as a reply to Stop Antisemitism's Twitter thread, 15 hours after the original post. "Thank you for your swift action," Stop Antisemitism wrote. Terakit did not respond to a request for comment. Marzuka, 32, is one of nearly 3 dozen people who have been fired or suspended from their jobs after being featured by Stop Antisemitism, according to the group's X feed, part of a wave of digital activism related to the Israel-Gaza war. Since Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th, and Israel responded by attacking Gaza, groups have poured resources into identifying people with opposing political beliefs, sometimes deploying aggressive publicity campaigns that have resulted in profound real-world consequences. Within weeks of October 7th, doxing trucks prowled the campuses of Harvard, Columbia, and Princeton, displaying the names and photos of students and professors who had signed statements declaring solidarity with Palestinians. In January, a Rutgers Law School student sued the university, alleging that he had faced discriminatory disciplinary action after sharing what he deemed pro-Hamas messages from his classmates with school administrators. 6 months into the war, the strategy has spread well beyond academia and become especially potent among pro-Israel groups determined to call out any statement they believe to be anti-Semitic. Among a bevy of small social media accounts, Stop Antisemitism has become one of the most prominent and widely followed. Though some groups are dedicated to surfacing anti-Palestinian speech, none has Stop Antisemitism's reach or impact. Founded in 2018 as a response to increasing anti-Semitic violence, Stop Antisemitism has dialed up its activity on X since the war, and often provides its more than 300,000 followers with personal social media profiles and employer details for people it identifies as anti-Semitic. By publicly exposing anti-Semites, Stop Antisemitism has created an environment where those who propagate hatred against the Jewish people are met with real-world consequences, including but not limited to job loss and school expulsions. Stop Antisemitism's website reads, "Stop Antisemitism gets results," Leora Rez, the group's executive director, boasted in a LinkedIn post in November. This is just a small sampling of the bigots Stop Antisemitism has gotten fired or suspended in the past week, she wrote next to photos of people featured by the account. "Sick of the legacy orgs doing nothing with your donations? DM me." Rez did not respond to a request for comment. Activists have long used the internet to publicize comments they find offensive, and such pressure campaigns have been central to movements like #MeToo and Black Lives Matter. But the complex politics and brutal violence of the Israel-Gaza war have created a particularly divisive moment. A slew of figures have faced consequences for making statements about Israelis, the Israeli state, and the war, including a New York Times Magazine writer, law students entering the job market, and Palestinian Israelis, who have been jailed in Israel for being perceived as sympathetic to Hamas. Marzuka, who lives in Los Angeles and uses they-them pronouns, said Stop Antisemitism's ex-post triggered a stream of threats. People emailed Marzuka saying they deserved to be sent to Gaza to die and criticizing their appearance, with one person calling them a disgusting manipulative rat. In response to questions from the Washington Post about the group's online activity, Mark Greendorfer, founder of the Zachor Legal Institute, a legal think tank representing Stop Antisemitism, described the group's activity as reposting. "It repeats verbatim the public statements of people making anti-Semitic statements and provides opinion on those statements," he wrote in a letter. Some prominent Jewish advocates argue that groups like Stop Antisemitism play an important role in cracking down on religious discrimination. If an individual is going to publish or say hateful things against any person or group, they should be held to account for them, Jonathan Greenblatt, chief executive of the Anti-Defamation League, told the Post in a statement. He added that the ADL directly confronts such individuals, calling for consequences if they do not apologize or attempt to change their ways. Others view this type of sleuthing as a damaging form of online vigilantism. Joan Donovan, an expert in digital activism and an assistant professor at Boston University, argued that the group's efforts are a form of doxing, the practice of posting personal information online to encourage harassment, which in turn chills debate. When the mob is the judge, jury, and executioner, we all end up suffering, Donovan added. The high-stakes war has found especially fertile ground on social media, where some Palestinian rights activists say they are disproportionately named, shamed, and punished. The intent here is not just to punish, but also to have a chilling effect, said Lara Friedman, president of the Foundation for Middle East Peace, a think tank. It's to send a message to people that, if you dare speak out of line when it comes to questions related to Israel, you can and may face dramatic consequences, life-changing consequences. Stop Antisemitism gets results. The bloody Israel-Gaza war has intensified the long-standing debate over when and whether critiques of Israel are anti-Semitic. Since the Zionist movement began in the late 1800s, with European Jews seeking a nation-state, it has drawn heavy criticism and birthed common false conspiracy theories about Jewish power. But as critics of Israel, including many Jewish people, have denounced the state for its treatment of Palestinians, some supporters have countered with a broad argument that any criticism of Israel or Zionism is inherently anti-Jewish. There are a lot of reasonable differences, said Lila Corwin-Berman, a professor of Jewish history at Temple University. But a lot of organizations are taking a pretty blunt tool approach that any articulation of anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. Greendorfer, of the Zachor Legal Institute, said Stop Antisemitism uses the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism, which includes denying Israel's right to exist. Stop Antisemitism has flagged people for a variety of statements the organization considers anti-Semitic, including a college instructor who called Israelis pigs and a high school basketball coach who wore a shirt with a watermelon, a symbol of solidarity with the Palestinian cause, to a game. Both apologized, and the college instructor is no longer with their workplace, according to a Stop Antisemitism post. The organization is ratcheting up its sleuthing abilities. As of early February, Stop Antisemitism has been seeking a senior open-source intelligence researcher who has existing partnerships with law enforcement and is adept at monitoring social media and the dark web for anti-Semitic posts, according to Stop Antisemitism's website. The role pays between $85,000 to $100,000, the job posting said. The Adam and Gila Milstein Family Foundation lists Stop Antisemitism as a supported organization on its website. The philanthropy is tied to Adam Milstein, a wealthy real estate investor who is the co-founder of the Israeli-American Council, a prominent Jewish advocacy group. According to 2022 tax filings, the Morona Leadership Foundation, where Milstein's wife, Gila, serves as president, paid a $125,633 salary to Rez, Stop Antisemitism's executive director, and provides the organization about $270,000 to cover its expenses. Greendorfer said the post's characterization of Stop Antisemitism's funding is a misinterpretation, but declined to elaborate further. Nathan Miller, a representative for the Adam and Gila Milstein Family Foundation, declined to comment. The Morona Leadership Foundation declined to comment. Donovan of Boston University said online efforts to punish enemies originate with activist accounts, such as those that identify unethical police officers. But as a flurry of right and left-wing accounts used the tactic to publicize and shame people without public power, the strategy became diffuse, wielded to demonize everyone from supporters of transgender rights to January 6th insurrectionists. These accounts have become so widespread that it is difficult for social media companies to regulate them, Donovan said. When the billionaire Elon Musk took over Twitter, now named X, the platform's attempts to rein in posts triggering harassment dropped significantly, she added. Representatives from X did not respond to a request for comment. Greendorfer says that because Stop Antisemitism doesn't post private information, its methods don't amount to doxing. Posting identifying information about non-public figures can be harmful, according to Nina Jankowicz, an expert on disinformation and online abuse. When we're thinking about using social media to blow the whistle or to hold powerful people to account, that's very different than doing it because you disagree with them, or because they've expressed an opinion that you find repugnant, she said. Celine Khalif, a 25-year-old therapist, says Stop Antisemitism shut down her career just as it was getting started. A video posted by Stop Antisemitism shows the Palestinian American tearing down a poster of Israeli hostages. She said Israel kidnapped its own citizens, a false conspiracy theory. Khalif, who fled Lebanon after Israel bombed Beirut in 2006, told the Post that she was flustered and misspoke in the video. She said she removed the poster because it contained the phrase Hamas terrorists. Propaganda, she argues, meant to minimize the Palestinian struggle. Stop Antisemitism linked to Khalif's therapy clinic bio and posted her Psychology Today profile, warning that patients must be made aware of her intrinsic bias and hateful act. Dozens messaged her workplace insisting she be fired immediately. Other notes poured into her cell phone and personal email. What's going on with your nutjob therapist, Celine Khalif? One message viewed by the Post said. 4 days after the video surfaced, the clinic fired Khalif, according to an internal message viewed by the Post. On Facebook, the company announced it was aware of the viral incident and said it does not condone violence or intolerance in any form, nor do we condone misinformation. Khalif's former employer, the Grace Therapy and Wellness Center, did not respond to a request for comment. Khalif said it was crippling to deal with the harassment, job loss, and damage to her professional reputation. She was not sure she could even pay her roommate $1,100 in rent. I felt like I couldn't go lower, she said. And then I did. Razan Naklawi contributed to this report.